that assistive listening devices for use in the council chambers are available upon request from staff in the clerk's office. Please ensure that all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent. Are there any members of council who have to disclose pecuniary interests? Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Ennis. There is report, bear with me, 2018-25. That is, trying to look up the name. The
year-end operating budget variance report?
Yes, the budgeting variance report. There is an item at the end that makes a recommendation for the professional firefighters post-retirement fund. And I am a professional firefighter with the City of Toronto. So if that item is held, I will excuse myself when that comes up for discussion.
Thank you. Any other members of council? I will now move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the consent agenda. I will read out the title associated with the items on the agenda. Members of General Committee may ask that an item be held so that it can be further discussed. Please indicate your intention to hold an item by pressing your request to speak button. The first person on the list will be afforded the opportunity to speak to that item first. If an item is not held, the motion is deemed to be approved upon consent and no further discussion of the item will take place at the meeting. The recommendation will go forward to Council for our consideration at the next meeting. So staff report 2018-34 regarding noise bylaw exemption request, Dixie Road sanitary sewer and water main construction, Dixie Road to, from Mayfield Road to Old School Road, Ward 2. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-35 regarding noise bylaw exemption request, microtunning operation Heart Lake Road from Mayfield Road to Old School Road, Ward 2. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-17 regarding Furry Friends 5K event held by Councillor Mazzapelli. Staff report 2018-37 regarding proposed animal services pet clinics. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-29 regarding Smart Cities Challenge submission. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-33 regarding construction agreement for indoor bocce facility located at Potts Park. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-36 regarding single source award for payment processing services. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-32 regarding Energy Revolving Fund 2018 projects. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-24 regarding 2017 lease financing agreement summary. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-25 regarding 2017 year-end operating budget variance report. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-30 regarding audited reserves and reserve fund balances for 2017. Approved upon consent. Recommendations of advisory committees. Accessibility Advisory Committee report dated March 22, 2018. Approved upon consent. Notice of motions. Notice of motion regarding request to region appeal for all-day street parking Queen Street brought forward by Councillor Mazzapelli, held by Councillor Mazzapelli. Notice of motion regarding waiving fill fee for certain agricultural operations brought forward by Councillor DeBoer. Approved upon consent. Confidential sessions. Confidential staff report 2018-6 regarding advice that is subject to solicitor client privilege, including communications necessary for that purpose and litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality. Development charges bylaw appeal update held by Councillor Shaughnessy. No? You can't. Sorry. Did you not want to hold that? Okay. Okay. So that. Sorry, we started at 1 o'clock. Are there any other, you can bring it.
I'll call my doctor.
Okay. Are there any other holds for that confidential staff report 2018-6? Seeing none, approved upon consent. Confidential staff report 2018-11 regarding personal matters about an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, senior of the year award 2018, held by Mayor Thompson. Thank you. So we will now go back to staff report 2018-17 regarding Furry Friends 5K event, that the town endorsed the fundraising initiatives of the 2018 Furry Friends 5K event, that the mayor and clerk be authorized to execute the agreement as outlined in Schedule A with the organizers of the Furry Friends 5K event as it relates to the donation tax receiving and the involvement of the town in the event as outlined in staff report 2018-17, subject to such a minor or technical changes as may be required, that a new 2018 capital project be estimated for the amount of $33,000 to be funded from the donations received from the Furry Friends 5K event, that the scope of the new 2018 capital project as outlined in staff report 2018-17 be reduced, if applicable, to match the donated funds received from the Furry Friends 5K event, and that the surplus funds, if any, at the end of the capital project be directed to the Animal Shelter Reserve Fund. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Grove, seconded by Councillor Mezzapelli, and this item was held by Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Chair. This is a great community event initiative that's going to get some good work done at the animal shelter. Reading the report, I did see, and I don't expect it will be the case, but if the funds generated are less than the $33,000 projected, the report states that the work will be scaled back appropriately. So I do have a motion that basically suggests that we stick with the $33,000, and if there is a shortfall, that it just come from the animal shelter. So I don't know if...
So you wanted to amend?
I'd like to amend it, sorry.
Okay, so I have it here in front of me. The amendment reads that paragraph 4 be deleted and replaced with the following: that if the donated funds received from the Furry Friends 5K are less than the 2018 capital project budget of $33,000, staff are authorized to fund the shortfall from the animal shelter reserve. Moved by Councillor Mezzapelli and seconded by Councillor Groves. Okay, just to the speaking to the amendment only, Councillor DeBoer.
I guess the question would be, is this the best place for the funds to come from the reserve? Is there other needs within the animal shelter reserve, or can we look at it from even the operating contingency as opposed to reducing the animal shelter reserve?
Ms. Hare?
Through the chair to Councillor DeBoer, the animal shelter currently has sufficient reserve funds in that reserve. I believe the balance of that reserve is about $70,000. So currently that's sufficient funds to fund this, and I don't see another reason why we should look at another reserve at this point.
Even though we don't collect for dog tags and those sort of things, there isn't the revenue stream, so to say.
Through the chair, there is actually a few reserves for the animal shelter, and some of them are for capital to actually build a new animal shelter or make major improvements to an animal shelter. So that's not the only reserve. This reserve is a bit more operating related, and it's almost like a contingency reserve for the animal shelter specifically.
Okay, so there is no concern with using this as far as the animal shelter reserve as far as the backstop for the funding?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Beffert.
I guess the big thing here is that the folks who are running this have run it in other jurisdictions for quite a few years, and it's been very successful. We don't know how successful it's going to be the first year. The main purpose for even doing this is so that folks who can donate get a tax receipt, which is fantastic from the town. But we still don't know how much money is going to come in. So I think right now we should concentrate on giving them the opportunity to go ahead and run it and then worry about the money when we find out how much. It could be less, and I hope it's a lot more. But I think we have to be careful talking about where the money's going to come from and what we're going to do with it, and just leave it as it is until we find out how much money comes in.
Thank you. Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Janice. I just wanted to elaborate. I should have, and I apologize for not doing it when I first spoke. When I did bring this motion to staff, they did have an internal discussion, and my original request is to bring it back to council and have us determine where to take it out of. But for two reasons, one being timing might have been an issue, and the other was staff looked at it and determined that the reserve was a good place to take it from. So I just want council to know that the question was asked in advance of the motion, and it was determined that the reserve was the best location. And Councillor Beffert does bring a good point. I just don't want to not get this work done. Staff obviously saw this as something worthwhile, and if we deplete that fund to a level that's of concern, I would suggest as a council we look at making sure that we top it up. Thanks.
Thank you. Seeing no other speakers on the board, I'll call the question on the amendment moved by Councillor Mazzapelli and seconded by Councillor Groves. All those in favor? Carried. Now back to the main motion as amended. Are there any speakers? Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to say thank you to staff for bringing this report forward. I know that they've worked really well with the committee. I'm on that committee in a partnership, and I think this is a great partnership. Speaks to involvement from community and staff, and I want to just thank Ms. Hall and her team for working so well. And I think Carrie, your head, right, and our clerk, for working so well and closely with the committee. They are very much appreciative of the effort and the partnership. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other speakers on the board, the motion before us as amended, moved by Councillor Grove, seconded by Councillor Mazzapelli. All those in favor? Carried. Now move to notices of motion. Okay, have all the members of council read the motion that's in the package? Yes? Prepared to discuss it? Don't need to read it out loud? Yeah? So I need a mover and a seconder of it first. Moved by Councillor Mazzapelli, seconded by Councillor Groves. And this item was held by Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Ennis. This is a really important one for me that I wanted to see initiated during this term of council, and that's why I brought this forward. And I know from a community perspective, this is something, and I do have the Bolton Transportation Master Plan here, which I have read. And through that process, that consultation, there was a lot of public consultation in that. There was a lot of feedback, and it did identify this as one of the recommendations, particularly making Bolton a more community-focused area as opposed to a through route through Bolton to points north and south. So this is one that the community has asked for. It's certainly one that the business community downtown Bolton has asked for. And what people may not realize is there's a residential component. It's not huge, but there is a residential component in the downtown core, which this matters to them too. And beyond that, downtown Bolton is a place that draws people, pedestrians, cyclists, mums and tots, and we have a vested interest in making this area a more pedestrian cycling focused area. And that is what the intention of this motion is to do. In the report, and I did outline much of it in my motion, to give it the background, it is entirely justified. And as stated in the motion, the Transportation Master Plan was completed in 2015, so that's 2 years ago. And their recommendation for the short term was to reinstitute parking in the core. So I am looking to work with town staff and regional staff to initiate what is recommended in the report, and that is to bring full-time parking back to the Bolton area. I just wanted to make note that in the report, it does talk about travel time, and travel time is the only negative, if you'll call it, impact to reinstituting full-time parking. It has the potential to slow traffic going through Bolton because there's going to be cars parked there during rush hour, morning and afternoon. And I just wanted to quickly read a passage just to illustrate the issue on travel time. If you'll give me the latitude to do so. The narrowing of Queen Streets and the corresponding increase in traffic control delays will result in longer travel times for drivers traveling through downtown Bolton. However, there are only three traffic signals located within this short section of Queen Street, with two travel lanes. So hence, control delays are not expected to significantly affect travel times. Moreover, narrowing of Queen Street will result in lower volumes, lower traffic control delays, higher operating speeds along the sections of Highway 50 north and south of this two-lane section. In the conclusion, it states that, bear with me, it should also be recognized that a reduction in vehicle travel speed is not necessarily a negative impact. Reduced travel speeds can help create a more inviting environment for cyclists and pedestrians and can support the vision for downtown Bolton as a place to travel to, and not only a place to travel through. I think that is the vision everyone wants for Bolton. Bringing back full-time parking is a way to do that. I did speak with staff and understand that Emil Cole Parkway, which is the alternative, we got great uptake on our truck traffic. I don't know that we've done as good a job as we can in getting commuter vehicular traffic to get onto the bypass. I have personally done a study myself where I had myself and my wife in a car, and we went one the bypass and one on 50. I know the bypass is quicker. So I think we need to do a better job of messaging through car traffic to get onto the bypass, and that will even make the impacts in downtown Bolton less. So I am asking for this to move forward to the Region Appeal and to aggressively follow it so that this gets realized in the shorter term as recommended in the Transportation Master Plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Gross.
Thank you. I did speak to Councillor Mezzapelli yesterday because there is a report coming to Regional Council on Thursday that speaks to restoring or looking at a pilot for all-day street on-street parking. The concern actually that I have with Councillor Mezzapelli's motion is the paragraph that now therefore be it resolved that the town requests the Region Appeal to implement all-day street parking on Queen Street. The Region is not going to just implement the on-street parking. They are going to be doing a pilot because it isn't just the business community downtown that they have to consult with. And they did meet with the BIA, and they did say to the BIA that they will be looking at this and doing a pilot because they do need to speak to the residents who are actually living just north of the core and do a complete consultation with the community. So I do have some concerns with that particular line in there because if you read the report that's coming to council on Thursday, there is a section in there, and one of the initiatives is the Downtown Bolton, and that is short-term Downtown Bolton recommendations include truck restrictions on Queen Street and Highway 50, all-day on-street parking, reduction in travel lanes, super sharrows, and bulb outs. And if you read further, it talks about all the things that they have done in phases. So phase one was the Emil Cole Parkway. Phase two was the truck restrictions. Phase three was the pedestrian crossover south of Stern Street and re-signalizing Mill Street and signalizing Hickman Street. Phase four is the all-day pilot project, and phase five will be the bulb outs and sharrows. So they are looking at a number of things to slow traffic down in downtown Bolton and to encourage people to stop and shop. But again, they need to go through a consultation process, and I don't know if Councillor Mezzapelli wants to elaborate on what it is he intends with that particular one. Is it just that the motion goes to the Region and the Region passes a bylaw? Because they won't do that. They have to go through a consultation process. So maybe Councillor Mezzapelli can provide some clarifications on that. Because with that in there, I'm going to remove my name from that. I would rather see something in there that we work with the Region on their pilot project with the on-street parking. So, yes, and I'm going to put an amendment on the floor that we do that, because I think it'll go a much longer way at the region if we are seen cooperating with regional staff, because they are already working on this, and they're working on it with our staff through the Bolton Transportation Master Plan. So I'm going to put that amendment on the floor. Thank you.
Sorry, Councillor Groves, I'm just going to ask for clarification. So you're talking about the 1, 2, 3, 4.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth one from the bottom
where it says, now therefore be it resolved that the town requests the region appeal to implement all day street parking on Queen Street.
Right.
And you want to amend it to read what?
To request the region, or to work with the region on their pilot project for on-street parking on Queen Street. Because the motion here is saying put it in, no consultation, or put it back with no consultation. The region is saying a pilot, and that's what they made very clear when they came to the meeting with the BIA, is that they are going to be looking at it, but they will look at piloting it first, which would include full public consultation.
Okay. Sorry, we're just writing it out. And okay. I don't see that as being contrary, so I will allow the amendment to go forward, but I do need a seconder.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor DeBoer.
We are, because that's what the region is going to tell us. They're going to say, but we're doing it, and this is what we're doing. I don't know if you... Yeah, see, and that's what they say right there, right?
What it does.
So I'm going to clear the board, and we're going to speak just to the amendment first, and then we can go back to the main motion. Sorry, Mayor Thompson.
Thank you. I understand where Councillor Gross is, but to me, I don't see it that way. To me, when I read through, and I know we had that discussion yesterday in my office, reading it through, it said now it would be resolved. I think it's showing that we're supporting the region appeal. The region appeal has to do their own diligence anyway. I mean, it doesn't matter what happened with King Street when we removed the trucks or whatever. The region has their process that they have to go through. But I think what it shows here is at least the town, we're supportive of where the region wants to go. And at the end of the day, the region's going to set the tone and the speed because it's their road. So, to me, I don't see it as a hindrance. I understand. I could probably see where Councillor Groves' lens is, but I don't see it that way. I see it complementary. That's what I wanted to say about it. Thanks.
Thank you. And just for clarification, Mr. Wong, can you clarify, does the Bolton Transportation Master Plan indicate that there will be on-street parking there?
Chair Innes, the Bolton Transportation Master Plan, my understanding of it, has as a interim measure on-street parking on both sides, and then as a final recommendation, on-street parking on one side.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Innes. Not sure why this is raising flags for anyone. So, reading, and I will say that my motion was developed with our transportation staff. A member who used to, at the time that the plan was going on, worked at the Region Appeal, so understands well both sides. So I worked with staff on this, and they had no issue. In fact, they felt that it would support the Region Appeal in rolling out the recommendations of the Transportation Master Plan. And so to answer your question, yes, indeed, it is a recommendation. It's a strong recommendation in the plan, so I'm not doing anything contrary. One thing the people of Bolton can complain about is you have all these great studies and that they just sit there, and people are talking about things in downtown Bolton. This is a positive for downtown Bolton, the local businesses, the pedestrians, shopping. In so many ways, this is positive. I personally know of at least one vehicular accident. If it wasn't for a parked vehicle on Queen Street, that vehicle would have ended up in the buildings nearby. So you know, that's just another example of the benefit of having full-time parking. It is good for businesses. It is convenient parking. It creates a what I call a mobile bollard to separating the traffic from pedestrian realm. It will slow traffic down, which is a good thing in that area. I don't look at slowing down traffic in downtown Bolton as a bad thing. I see that as a positive because we want this to not be a throughfare. We want it to be a destination. So when it is, two things I wanted to say is when it said a pilot means you go ahead and institute it and you follow it. A pilot is an action. It is actually implementing something and then following it. And if you look at the following paragraph, it states that and a staff be requested to evaluate the impacts to residents, traffic, and businesses and report back their findings. So that is the follow-up. But even if you want to call it a pilot, and I will note that the Transportation Master Plan does not ask for a pilot. We didn't do a pilot when we took trucks off of 50. We didn't do a pilot when we moved the traffic lights north to Hickman. We didn't do a traffic or a pilot when we put the pedestrian crosswalks in. And I could make the case that putting pedestrian crosswalk there is slowing down traffic, but that's a good thing. And certainly this council didn't ask for a pilot to be had. So if you want to call what I'm proposing a pilot, it still means doing it. And that is what the request of my motion is. And I want to also say, when we talk about consultation, and I'm sorry, Chair Ennis, but this is an important matter. Looking at the Transportation Master Plan under consultation, it states that many different groups, and I'm going to whip through them, youth and seniors, working professionals, multi-generational families, multilingual families, rural residents, council representation, BIA, transit support groups, business, local businesses, accessibility, whole bunch of regional provincial staff. And then when I go through the process, there are online outreach programs, awareness campaigns, public information center, 1 and 2, stakeholder workshops, 1 and 2, steering committee meetings, summarizing input and report development, and then finally presentation to council. So, you know, when I look at it, the individual components of this engagement, the questionnaire results, 70 respondents over the 14-month period, the PIC, 37 attendees, PIC 2, 70 people. They were at the farmers market, 100 people picked up information packages there. The stakeholder workshops, 1 and 2, there was a plethora of consultation involved in this. And this is the will of the people, and it is the recommendation of the report in consultation with the public. I have no problem with a PIC where we go out and say, look, like we have with the other things involved in this, this is rolling out the Transportation Master Plan recommendations. But to suggest that we are going to start from scratch, I would not support. We have done 14 months of work, and this is the recommendation of that work. So to go back to square one, I will not support that. I wanted to speak to the amount of consultation that was done. I think that's clear. And this, the word pilot, it still means implementing it. That is the recommendation of my motion. Implement it. Study it. So I'm being, you know, see the impacts and report back. But the Transportation Master Plan clearly stated this is a short-term recommendation. I don't want to see it shelved any longer than it has to. I know that Peel staff were at the BIA, and the BIA has strongly advocated for this time and time again. And it was stated then that when the traffic light moved and the pedestrian crossing moved, to give it about 6 months, and then we'll go ahead. And what I understood from that is we're going to go ahead and do it, not to go ahead and start from scratch. And I did want to read, I did get a copy of that report that the Region Appeal has, and I normally don't follow this very closely, but I'm concerned when I read about the all-day pilot. Once phase three is completed, and that's the issues that happened 6 months ago with the signalization and the pedestrian crossing, phase four can begin to be scoped. I'm not sure what that means. And the anticipated date is late in 2018. So what to begin to be scoped means, I don't know. But what I was told by regional staff is that give it 6 months for us to look at it, and then we can go ahead. This is 6 months. This month will be 6 months. And so I am putting this out there in following the recommendation of regional staff. And everything I have been told is that this supports the region in the transportation master plan. So I'm sorry to ramble on so long, but this is an important recommendation that I want to see implemented, the community wants to see implemented, and that is the intent of my motion. So I won't be supporting any amendment to it, and I hope that council sees it fit to bring this forward as written, and I'm happy to answer any other questions if there are any. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mazzapelli. Perhaps begin to be scoped as similar to a highway being suspended. Not to make light of the wording, but I understand your point in the fact of saying it's beginning to be scoped. That's a little bit nondescript. But perhaps Councillor Groves may want to bring that up at Region on Thursday. Thank you. Councillor Groves.
Thank you. I want to respond to some of Councillor Mazzapelli's wording or suggestions. What concerned me yesterday when we had the meeting, and I provided Councillor Mazzapelli with a copy of this report because I thought that it would be most appropriate for him to have that report, seeing that it sort of falls in line with this. The concern I have is my conversation with Councillor Mazzapelli yesterday is that he wanted the region to go ahead and implement a bylaw. I said to him, you can't just go ahead and implement a bylaw. You need to follow what the region is doing. The region still owns Highway 50. When Councillor Mazzapelli talks about consultation or the community wants this, the BIA wants this. I have no issues in looking at doing the pilot. There's a whole other community component of the community, which it's the residents. It's the residents who live on the North Hill that they need to be have some consultation as well, not just the folks in the downtown core. It's got to be everyone, because if we're going to do it, it's got to be done right, and everyone needs to be included in this consultation. Nobody is suggesting that we're starting from scratch. There is nothing in this report that's coming to the region that says we're starting from scratch. You talked about piloting. It was always an understanding that when the bypass was built, the signal light, and the fire hall is moved out of the downtown core, that we would be looking at removing the signalization at Mill Street and moving it to Hickman. The reason that it was at Mill Street was to give access to the EMS first, and also the trucks could not come down that hill safely and stop at Hickman. So a whole lot of work has gone into this in the past. Lots of consultation with the community as well. So that I wanted to make clear. So again, I'm just going to remind council that this road is still owned by the region. When we say community, community involves everybody. Because I've had concerns from the folks who live on the North Hill, because this has been brought up before, and there has been concern. So when we say community, community means the business community as well as the residents. We all want to see the downtown core thrive. We want to see it revitalized. We want to slow traffic down because we've had concerns about slowing traffic down. Putting the all-day on-street parking is not the only thing that's going to slow traffic down. I believe the report in there speaks about street furniture, the big, whatever you call those, bulb outs and sharrows. Those are all things that they're putting, and reducing it to a single lane. Those are all things that's going to slow the traffic down. But those are all things that you need to have full public consultation. So the concern I have, Councillor Mazzapelli, was you saying yesterday
The region needs to just pass a bylaw. Well, you can't just pass the bylaw. This is going to impact a whole lot of other people. And I think it's only fair that we have the consultation with the residents as well as the businesses. The consultation process that the region did when they were doing the improvements downtown, it was extensive. They heard from a lot of people. They heard from the businesses. They heard from the community. They heard from everyone. So I'm not going to, I will remove my name from your motion if you continue to leave that paragraph in it, because I think that we should be working cooperatively with the region. They are at that point now where they are going to start doing this pilot, and they are going to come back with recommendations. So, and with respect to the trucks being removed, it was all predicated on the bypass being built. The bypass is built. So they are doing all the things that they spoke about over the years. It's been years that this thing has been talked about, and they also spoke about looking at implementing the on-street parking once the bypass is built, but they have to go through that public consultation process.
Thank you. Councillor Groves, just for your information, procedurally, the motion is no longer in your or Councillor Mezzapelli's hands. It's in Council's hands, so you can't actually remove your name as a secondary. The only thing that you can do would be to actually physically not be in the room, and then I would have to table it again, correct? I'm giving you an out. I'm not supposed to. Procedurally, we are dealing with the amendment. Should it fail, it's in Council's possession, so you can't actually rescind your name from it anymore. Okay. Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Innes. I don't want to overly debate this, but to respond to Councillor Grove's comments, I never suggested it was as simple as asking the region to change a bylaw. And it's important to know that, again, I keep holding this thing up, this is a recommendation that they were a part of. They, in consultation and cooperation with the town of Caledon, arrived at this. I am just following what is stated in here as a recommendation. I do not like seeing things sit and never getting done or unduly delayed. So I am not doing anything that is contrary to anything in this plan, and that's important to know. I didn't suggest it's as easy as just flicking a switch. And if you read the motion, it does talk about evaluating the impacts. So I didn't say just do it and forget it. It speaks to evaluating the impacts to residents, traffic, and businesses, and to report back the share of their findings. So there is the follow-up. And again, to me, unless my definition of pilot is wrong, a pilot means you do it, and it could be for a period of time, and you monitor it, and then you report back. So it still is implementing it. And so it doesn't, a pilot doesn't mean start a process. It means implement the recommendation, follow it, study it, and report back. And that's exactly what the motion says. And I thought it was clear when I talked about the engagement. It wasn't just the BIA that was engaged in this. It was the community. It was a 14-month process. There was an online engagement piece that the public could participate. The entire community was invited to participate in this. And as a councillor at the time, I regularly encouraged people to participate. And when I went through there and read about the numbers of people, it clearly illustrates this is just not just the BIA that was engaged, not by any stretch of the imagination. This was a community engagement piece. And to suggest it was narrowly scoped would be inaccurate. It was wide net that was cast to get the full public participation in this. Thank you.
Councillor Downey. It's not to the amendment? Okay. Okay, so no other speakers on the board. The amendment is moved by Councillor Grove, seconded by Councillor DeBoer. All those in favor? All those opposed? Amendment fails. So now back to the main motion as amended. Moved by Councillor Mezzapelli, seconded by Councillor Groves. Are there any speakers to the main motion? I don't need a seconder. It's in the hands of council, so she's just abstaining from the vote, basically. Councillor Downey.
Thank you. Through you, Chair Innes. It's been illustrated clearly that there is quite a bit of consultation on both our the town's transportation master plan as well as the region's. Definitely some pros and cons on both sides of it, and I think that all of those things will come out in terms of implementation, and then as well as the staff, you know, keeping a clear watch on the situation, how it evolves within the community. I think that the motion, and I would support the motion, I think that it sends a clear communication to the region that we support their position and that we're working with them, and that moving forward, whether we call it a pilot or, you know, it's implemented and we're still watching and it's evolving, I think it's a good thing.
Thank you. There's no other speakers on the board. All those in favor? Carried. The next item on the agenda is correspondence. Is there anything in the correspondence package that requires action? Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Innes. I think there was one request to delegate, if I recall. I would just like to see that
the headwaters.
Is there?
Yep.
And if that could be approved, I...
Okay. So moved by Councillor Mezzapelli that the Headwaters Healthcare Center be invited to provide a presentation regarding their strategic planning. Seconded by Mayor Thompson. All those in favor? Carried. The next item on the agenda is the confidential session. So that general committee shall go into confidential session under section 239 of the Municipal Act for the following purposes: confidential staff report 2018-11 regarding personal matters about an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, senior of the year award 2018. Can I have a mover, please? Moved by Councillor Mezzapelli, seconded by Mayor Thompson. All those in favor? Carried. Council will now move into confidential session. Members of the public in attendance are welcome to wait until the conclusion of the confidential session, at which time the public portion of the meeting will continue. Okay. We'll now move back into open session. Forces confidential staff report 2018-11 regarding personal matters about an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, senior of the year award 2018. And that Ken Graydon be selected as a Town of Caledon's nomination for the 2018 Senior of the Year Award to the Province of Ontario's Honours and Awards Secretary. Moved by Councillor Mezzapelli, seconded by Mayor Thompson. All those in favour? Sorry, any discussion? All those in favour? Carried. And that concludes the meeting for General Committee. It's now adjourned. Thank you.